This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Remembrance Day services were held across the city on November 11th. They were held at 7 places throughout the city on that day, with a live stream on the city's YouTube channel available for anyone who was unable to attend in person. One service was held at East York Civic Center. The focus of this year's service was the 70-year anniversary of the Korean War. The war took place in the early 50s and was fought over 3 years, from 1950 to 1953. As the ceremony started, members of the local legions, the Royal Canadian Air Force and Navy, along with other service members and veterans, marched into the plaza of the East York Civic Center, with a band leading them in. Everyone who marched in was greeted to a large crowd circling a monument in the center, where 4 service members stood in a solemn silence. While planes flew overhead and poems were read out, a cadet from the Royal Canadian Sea Cadet Vanguards read out the commitment to remember.
They were young as we are young. They served, giving freely of themselves. To them we pledge, amid the winds of time, to carry their torch and never forget. We will remember them.
On behalf of the city, Councillor Paula Fletcher was in attendance with some words regarding the 70-year anniversary of the Korean War.
This year, we pay special tribute to those who fought in the Korean War from 1950 to 1953, which ended 70 years ago. Nearly 27,000 Canadian men and women were deployed by air, land, and sea to serve in Korea as Canada joined the UN command that included 32 other countries. The Korean War was for a long time thought of as a forgotten war. Sadly, this cold and brutal conflict claimed the lives of 516 Canadians, with at least 38 of them having a connection to Toronto. Today, it is important that we do our part to remember the importance of what Canadians and our UN allies set out to do.
After Fletcher's speech, wreaths were placed on the monument in the garden by the local legion and service members. Over 30 wreaths were stacked upon the monument while music played. Once all the wreaths were placed, each group marched out and the crowds dispersed.